91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another Cooking with Coach. I'm, of course, Quavell Cook, a.k.a. Vail. And, of course, I'm here with Coach K. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to be back.
We are here on this Tuesday. It is, well, I'm senior course, so it's my senior citizen day. I got the gray hair. Y'all can't see me right now, but just know it's a lot of gray hair right now. I'm doing my Coach K impression.
At least you have hair.
Yeah, for now. Well, you got a little beard. We both got that, but mine's not gray yet. So I still got some time. But anyway, week two. Well, kind of week three, but week two right now of the official season. So it's been, okay, we're 0-2 now. Tough loss against Fort Wayne Carroll. Very close game, 18-14, so it wasn't a complete blowout. Corey, tell me what some things you liked and disliked about that game.
We made some big strides from week one to week two. We weren't real happy with a lot of things, obviously, in week one. We played a really good Fort Wayne Carroll team, top 10 team, Division I quarterback, Division I tailback, and I thought defensively we did some really, really good things. We put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He ended up 16-40 for 170 yards, which was one of his worst games of his career. And I thought we did a really good job getting pressure. Our D-line, Jeremy Finch and Shanklin and Paris and Snorton and Bell and Burris did a great job getting pressure on him. I thought our secondary did a great job keeping things. We blew a couple of them that hurt us, but did a great job keeping them in front, tackling them, not giving them big yards after catch. Special teams were still a struggle for us. We're just erratic. We're not consistent. Worked really hard down that yesterday in practice. We've got to get more consistency out of our kickers. We've got to get more consistency out of our cover guys. Offensively, we rushed for almost 300 yards. Ran the ball really, really well. I was excited. Our offensive line was great. Running backs ran hard. Quarterback did a great job. We're struggling in the passing game. We know that, and we're working on that really hard. The big negative for us in the game, and probably the reason instead of winning that we lost were two fumbles that hurt us really bad. One, we gave them the ball at the 11, so they had an 11-yard drive, and we fumbled another one at the 21 that gave them a 21-yard drive. That led to their first two touchdowns. Up till that point, they really weren't moving the ball on us in all their other drives combined. And then the last thing was our penalties. Week before, we only had four or five penalties, and this week, I think it was 14 or 15, and some of them were crucial. They were drive killers. They kept their drives alive. They took our drives away. Some of them were from lack of discipline. Some of them were just, you know, we had a couple pass interference calls, just kids being aggressive. You know, it wasn't anything that you just looked at and said, wow, we can't, they're just being aggressive. They're being an aggressive 17-year-old kids. And then some of the penalties are just what I call unnecessary, lack of discipline, selfish penalties. And those are the ones that we can control. Those are the ones we can fix if we choose to.
0-2, of course, still a long season. It's still a couple more weeks into here. Y'all play until November. So it's still some time, the whole season, literally a whole fall left to still play. Now, of course, a few losses. These losses are minor. But bouncing back, how do you get the team into that mindset? Okay, like, we lost. The game's behind us now. Let's keep moving forward without it. You know, stick it with them. Because some players, of course, a loss, especially a close one, definitely sticks harder than a loss with like a blowout, especially when y'all have a good game and fail to execute.
Yeah, well, and we did fail to execute at times. We played hard. I'm not questioning their effort. There's some kids that need to play harder, but for the most part, we're giving it what we got. We got to do a better job as coaches, and as coaches, we got to do a better job of reminding our players that it is a long season, and we're going to make the playoffs, and we're going to make a run in the playoffs. Kind of the same thing I told the parents last year when they were getting frustrated. I said, we're going to make a run. We're going to get in the playoffs. We're going to make a run, and we did. You know, we're in the final eight, you know, lose a 10-pointer to Center Grove on the road, or we'd have been in the semifinals. And so we're going to make a run again this year. We're young. I keep telling everybody how young we are. You know, seven on the defensive side. We're starting seven juniors and a sophomore on the offensive side. Eight juniors, and that may go up to nine. It'll stay eight. So we're just really young. We're making young player mistakes, and we've got to learn how to get past that. And as coaches, we got to do a better job coaching it. Kids came out yesterday at practice with a decent attitude. Whenever you lose, that Monday is rough. It just is. You're still licking your wound from Friday night, and But we're getting some kids back healthy this week. You know, we were pretty dinged up after the first game, but came out of this game better, and some other kids that were kind of hobbled last week are getting better each day, and so we expect a few of them to pop back on the field. So and bottom line is homecoming. We got Home Fest going on. They had Home Fest back when I was coaching here in the 90s. Homecoming was a big deal when I was a kid. Everybody says, well, you probably don't remember it. Well, yeah, I do. It was we beat Lawrence North 44-6 here, homecoming. Homecoming dance, I can remember that my senior year. Everything was great. It was a great weekend.
Time to remember.
It's what you remember, you know, but I remember the score more than I remembered anything else that happened that week, because winning homecoming is like anything else. It's a memory that you want to create.
Definitely. And you spoke on it a bit earlier. This is a very young team. After the seniors graduate here, the future is very promising. The Damian Jenkins, the Tyrone Burris's, a lot of that. So keeping that young team, that's the issue with a young team, and also a positive where it's some lack of immaturity, it's a lack of maturity, but the potential and honestly the future, I think this is it's going to be a very good team come next year. And even now, there's still a lot of potential. So keeping that, you know, younger line, even our seniors, have some young seniors. So keeping them in line and in check, how is that?
It's great. I love our junior class. I think they're focused. I think they love football. They show up every day to be the best football players they can be, and I really like what we're doing there. You know, our seniors, we got some with experience, but we got some guys that played little to no varsity football. You know, JoJo Starks is doing a great job in the secondary. He didn't play a lot of varsity, and LaDre Harris didn't play a lot of varsity last year, and he's the other safety, and he's doing a great job. Defensively, the one that played a lot in the secondary is Sean Pennington, senior, and he's kind of our heart and soul over there. We kind of go as he goes. When his motor's running and his enthusiasm's up, he's a special kind of player. After the game, I noticed that the Fort Wayne Carroll coaches all went over to talk to him because he locked down their best receiver and he made his life miserable. Sean's a leader by on and off the field, and he's one of those special kind of kids. So we're going to have to grow up, and we need to grow up faster. And like I've always told you in the 3 years I've been on this radio and the last two with you, it starts with me. I got to do a better job all the time, you know, and so I'm working as hard as I am, as I have now. I don't know that I've worked any year harder. Yeah, I may have worked some the same, but I'm busting my butt, and I'm going to figure it out, and we're going to find a way to get our kids in the best possible way. We're making some adjustments. We're moving some kids around. We're trying to find the pieces to the puzzle, and I always have to remind the kids and the coaches that they coach on the other side too. They work just as hard as we work. So it's never easy, and it's never going to be easy. And it won't be easy this week with the North Central Panthers. I mean, they got a new coaching staff. They're young. They're aggressive. Their D coordinator is a longtime Warren alum, Eddie Haslett. You know, played here, Big Ed, and their head coach is Derek Hart, who was the quarterback when they won it in 2009 here. When they won the state, he was the quarterback. So there's a lot of worn ties on that North Central sideline coming up Friday night. And so they're coming home for them a little bit. They're coming back to their home field. And it's going to be a rather interesting type game for us.
Definitely a very big game too, of course, homecoming. That's all from me, Coach. Of course, thank you for coming down. Good luck on Friday. I expect a packed stand. And so homecoming, hope y'all go to the dance. I hope, good luck, most importantly. Go to the football game. Well, you'll be listening to it if you dare.
Warrior Nation, get your butt out to the game. Let's have some fun Friday night.